Picture the Strait of Hormuz on a Tuesday morning, 21 miles wide at its narrowest point, roughly a third of the world's seaborne oil threading through it every single day, and right now it is closed. Iran's parliament speaker confirmed this morning that the strait stays shut until Washington lifts its sanctions, ends its blockade, and releases frozen Iranian assets. The 60-day nuclear deal deadline has expired with nothing signed. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and that story is going to touch virtually everything else we cover today.
I'm Sarah Chen, and Marcus is right. The Hormuz closure is the gravitational center pulling on global energy markets, military posture, and the political temperature in Washington simultaneously. We're going to spend serious time on what a closed Strait of Hormuz actually means economically and strategically, including the alarming claims from Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene that the Trump administration has been discussing nuclear options against Iran, something Senator John Ossoff has publicly called the president out on.
We'll also get into South Korea's President Lee making a very deliberate pivot toward independent defense capabilities after Trump scaled back joint military exercises on the peninsula, a development that has enormous implications for the entire Pacific security architecture.
On the domestic political front, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is facing a genuine leadership revolt, with Democratic nominees in multiple states refusing to publicly back him. The Nebraska Attorney General has entered a lawsuit trying to force the state Democratic Party to replace a withdrawn Senate nominee. And the August 21st court deadline is closing in on the White House's controversial $400 million ballroom renovation project at the White House itself. Attorney General Todd Blanch insisting Congress already approved it.
Then there's the AI accountability crisis that's spreading from courtrooms to op-ed pages. A 3M expert witness used ChatGPT to generate approximately 90% of a report in a deadly explosion case. Separately, the Financial Times flagged a Harvard professor for using AI in an anti-tariff op-ed without disclosure. These aren't abstract debates, they're happening in federal courts and in elite academic publishing right now.
Google won a bankruptcy auction to acquire Spirit Airlines data, 100 million emails, 500 million chat records, decades of operational history, for $10 million to train its AI systems. We'll examine what that says about the data economy and the ethics of monetizing a bankrupt company's customer communications.
Markets are under pressure this morning, with S&P futures down about 35 points to 77.33. Memory chip stocks are surging after Trump blocked Apple from sourcing chips through Chinese suppliers. And Trump media has quietly retreated from its Bitcoin treasury strategy after recording $361 million in losses on that bet.
We'll also look at the White House scrambling to rebuild a biosecurity team it gutted in its own early budget cuts. This as Ebola is actively killing thousands in Central Africa, and AI-generated bioweapon risks are escalating. Hubble has found evidence of the Milky Way's earliest known merger, nearly 12 billion years back. And we have a genuinely thought-provoking, what if we're wrong? Discussion about one of today's most confident consensus claims. A lot to get through, let's start with the Strait.